So as I mentioned, this is the 105th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, and Pope Francis and Archbishop Hebda have asked us to celebrate this and commemorate this special day. According to the United Nations and the World Health Organization, there are approximately 1 billion migrants in the world. That's a seventh of the world's population, and I find that number staggering. A quarter of whom, about 258 million, are international migrants, and three-quarters of whom, 763 million, are internal migrants. And an unprecedented 70.8 million people have been forcibly displaced worldwide. 37,000 people are forced to flee their homes every single day due to conflict or persecution. That's amazing, all that human suffering. And as reported in the September 12th Catholic Spirit, Cardinal Tobin of Newark was part of a September 4th protest supported by Archbishop Hebda of the detention of children and families in immigration facilities here in the United States. Cardinal Tobin urged elected officials to not manipulate migrant families as political pawns. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released a report recently warning that migrant children separated from their parents exhibited more fear, feelings of abandonment, and post-traumatic stress than migrant children who had not been separated from their families. No kidding. Duh. One of the mothers this morning yesterday afternoon after Mass said, "We don't need a report to tell us that kids separated from their parents are going to experience traumatic stress." And Cardinal Tobin said that children will bear the trauma wrought by an immigration enforcement raids, separation of families, indeterminate detention, and that these draconian measures are not a solution to our broken immigration system. Our immigration system is broken, everybody admits it, but this kind of thing is not the answer. It cannot be the answer. They are violations of human dignity and contrary to all religious teachings and the sacred call to care for our most vulnerable brothers and sisters. Even our own Pioneer Press late in the summer reported about the immigration detention centers and the conditions in these centers, and pointed out that in these immigration centers, spoiled food, dirty water, no access to showers, and overcrowded conditions that made sleeping impossible are all common features of these facilities. Basically, they're inhuman conditions. And according to this report that was published by researchers at the University of California, San Diego. So what I've shared so far, these are just facts. This is not politics, this is not political opinion, these are just facts. So what should our response be to all of this human trauma and suffering? What should our response be as Christians, as Catholic Christians? And Pope Francis indicates that today I'm not going to suggest any policy remedies, but I think what is called for is a change of attitude. Pope Francis says what we need to do is change our attitude towards these migrants and immigrants and refugees around the world, and especially those that are knocking at our door. Pope Francis indicates that the most economically advanced societies, there's a growing trend toward extreme individualism and what he calls a globalization of indifference and real signs of meanness. He sees this as a sign of moral decline in our society. Today's readings from the prophet Amos and the Gospel of Luke talk about the spiritual consequences of neglecting the poor. Pope Francis invites us to see the presence of migrants and refugees and vulnerable people in general as an invitation from God to recover some of those essential dimensions of our Christian existence and of our very humanity that risks being overlooked in a prosperous society. So these people are not a threat, they're an invitation from God, an invitation to conversion. Pope Francis points out that the arrival of migrants and refugees knocking at our door in search of protection, security, and a better future present us with an opportunity to encounter the Lord. In Matthew 25, Jesus says, "You see me in the poor, in the foreigner, in the stranger, in the hungry person, in the homeless person." That's where we most explicitly and vividly and concretely encounter Christ. And it is about our humanity to be open, to be touched and moved by those who knock at our door. Not opening ourselves to others enables us to be more human. My brothers and sisters, it's not really human if we see someone suffering to not be moved with compassion. If we become mean as a result, if we try to make their difficult more difficult, if we try to kick them while they're down, if we're indifferent, if we're callous, that's not humanity. That's not the best of our humanity for sure. So these people are calling us to encounter Christ, but also they're calling us to be more human, more truly human. Through works of charity, we demonstrate our faith and allow ourselves to be moved by compassion, just like the Good Samaritan was. And that's what moved us here in our parish to open up our Holy Family apartment. That was a move out of true compassion. We've had three wonderful families so far, one from Mozambique, Africa, one from Honduras, and one from Mexico, and they've been a great gift to us. They have really called us to be more welcoming and more compassionate, and they're wonderful, wonderful families. This is how we help build the city of God. We talk about that here at our parish, building the city of God here on Summit Avenue. Well, this is how we do it, by taking a more compassionate attitude to grow the reign of God here on earth, a more fraternal world where we live as fellow citizens with the members of the household of God. And through the migrants and refugees knocking at our door, the Lord is calling us to conversion. So these people are not a threat. They're calling us to encounter God and to be converted, to be set free from exclusivity, indifference, meanness, and our throwaway culture. Through them, the Lord invites us to embrace more fully our Christian life, to contribute to the building up of a world that is more and more in accord with God's plan for us. So let us move from fear and meanness and indifference and callousness to love and compassion. And we do that. When we do that, the right actions and policies will follow. I didn't say anything about, new policies or laws or whatever. What we're called to is a more compassionate attitude. Our conversion is in our attitude towards these people, away from callousness and meanness to welcoming and compassion. And sometimes we can't solve all the world's problems. When we see poor people or homeless people that grow up in our city, when we see these people at freeway entrances, we don't always know what to do. And we feel overwhelmed, and we can't solve all the world's problems. But at least if we can start from an attitude of compassion, then the right actions and policies will follow. And we need to tell our officials that these conditions, these inhuman conditions in these detention centers, this is simply unacceptable. This is beneath us. We are better than that, my brothers and sisters. We're better than that. And we also need to ask our officials to reform the immigration system to make it more human. For 20 years, this has not happened. And there's not one person in the country who thinks our immigration system is working, is good. It needs reform, so we need to demand it. Why for 20 years have they not done anything? Because of political gridlock or whatever. But we need to demand that they do something to make the immigration system more humane. And we pray at this Mass that we can be open to that conversion, to a more compassionate attitude, to be more human, to be converted, to encounter the Lord in the stranger. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.